She feels free to be generous with other people. She probably gives away a higher percentage of her income than anyone else we know. She even feels free to get angry with God sometimes, knowing that he can handle her emotions and will love her no matter what she's throwing at him. And then there are the rest of us. Maybe you didn't grow up in a financially secure family. Maybe you grew up with an abusive parent who couldn't be counted on to provide for your emotional needs, let alone your financial needs. Maybe you grew up in another country where the basic rights and freedoms most Americans take for granted were up for grabs. If you grew up in a financially unstable home, you may, later in life, feel not only envy of the Susans of the world, you may feel resentment. Why do the Susans have it so easy? Why is everything handed to them on a silver platter? But that resentment may just be the desire for safety, turned inside out. At some level, we all want to be safe. We all want to live long and productive lives. We can be anxious about our health, whether or not we have food and shelter, or whether we have enough money to live that long, comfortable, and productive life. Deep in our souls, we know having people around is safer, and so we can get anxious about being all alone. Sometimes problems we had in the past lead us to have undue concern for our safety. Mark had a serious car accident in college when he was driving on a snow-covered road. Today, if he is driving and it starts to snow, his survival brain signals danger because it remembers that past accident. His anxiety can skyrocket even though the roads are relatively safe. Sometimes past trauma continues to affect us today. Some sex abuse survivors are unable to have sex with their loving spouses because even loving, intimate touch reminds them of the pain of abusive sex in the past. Mark once went up to a friend who had served in Vietnam and tapped him on the shoulder. The next thing Mark knew, he was on the ground. His friend's stress response had been so finely tuned that he snapped. At a gut level, he feared for his physical safety. For others of us, the desire for safety manifests itself in less dramatic ways. We worry about, we even obsess about, things that are really not that big a deal. If you're like Mark, you might fixate on keeping the outside of your house just so. In the fall, you want to get the leaves raked as soon as they fall. In the winter, you worry about shoveling snow. In the summer, you want to keep the grass at a certain height. When all of those things are taken care of, all is right with the world. Some people worry just as much about the inside of the house. Do you obsess about cleanliness or the laundry? We know one woman who spends time every